California is one state that still has millions of people out of work, but many are still waiting for their benefits to kick in. News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu is live in Inglewood with why there is a holdup. Nancy.
Well, Marnie, California's economic shutdown due to COVID left millions of people suddenly jobless back in March. Well, the state's unemployment agency was so swamped, it recently stopped taking new applications in order to deal with a massive backlog. Well, the system is back, but more than a million claims are still unprocessed. While California's Employment Development Department has processed more than 13.6 million unemployment claims and paid out nearly $94 billion, many of the unemployed here have yet to benefit. EDD Director Sharon Hilliard told a legislative committee that new technology to screen for fraud should speed things up.
Moving forward, this won't be a concern. At this point, we just got to make sure the claims that we still need to process are eligible are the ones that are getting paid.
EDD halted the process for the past 2 weeks to install a system upgrade and reset, clearing 246,000 claims out of a total backlog of 1.6 million. The big holdup was identity verification, which had been done manually. The fraud problem recently surfaced in a big way in Beverly Hills. Police there have made multiple arrests linked to a slew of suspicious purchases at high-end stores.
In the last 60 days, we've arrested over 100 people for EDD fraud. We recovered over 200 fraudulent EDD cards with an estimated street value of over $4 million.
One lawmaker expressed little confidence in Hilliard's handling of the department or the filtering for fraud.
It strikes me as bureaucratically, criminally negligent that under your leadership, there has not been more devoted to this fraud. If potentially billions of dollars are being stolen from the people of California and from our constituents.
Now, even with the EDD improvements, the director says it could take until January to clear the entire backlog of claims. So perhaps hundreds of thousands of people who are entitled to benefits could still be waiting until then. We're live in Inglewood, California. Nancy Liu, News Nation.